This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 188. This is Rajesh Sen.
And this is Abhinandan Sekri, recording from the comfort of our own homes. In case you hear any ambient sounds while we record this episode of Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, it is because I am locked in to my mother's house with the full family because we have all tested positive for COVID. And Rashi is finding it very funny while she says very sad, but she's giggling away. So just now you know who's the sensitive one out of the two of us.
I want to check whether at the end of 14 days, how many family members have killed each other. That is the experiment.
We'll check that. The Sekris survived COVID, could not survive each other. So in my adult life, for the first time, we are all locked in together. But we are fine. We are asymptomatic. Don't worry. Hopefully, we shall be fine soon. But I continue to work out of home, even if it's locked in with others. And I had to abandon my own apartment and move here because families that go through COVID together, I guess,
Deplete. Yeah, but please notice how dedicated Abhinandan is to the cause that he is.
That is there. I'll even record hafta.
He's also showing us the roof and all of the house while he's recording. So therefore, the ambient noise. So we might hear like piano music and all that, right?
Yeah, because my nephew's practicing his piano. My niece may be talking to someone. So I don't have my own room in this house, so.
Oh, so sad. We are really feeling bad for you. My heart is breaking. But as a result, because Abhinandan is going through COVID, he also put himself through some great cinema, didn't you?
So we have, yes, I watched two films and quite honestly, I quite liked both. I shall tell you a little more about them, although I wasn't crazy about them. Rajshri, in addition to the two films, watched a series and also three ads. One of those ads is 7 minutes. It's not an ad. It's like a short film. And there was the death of a very prominent Bengali film star who everybody tweeted about and told us that he was truly amazing and deserving of more love and was more accomplished than any Hindi film star ever was. Of course, Bengalis must throw that in even at a tragic event.
They can't just say
that a great Bengali star died. They have to throw in that he was a real star. Who are these other Hindi film stars? He did this. He was this. He was that. Okay, congratulations.
But I never said that. You have to at least give me that much, that I didn't put anyone else down, which is in itself a miracle that I managed to do that. But don't scoff at Soumitra Chatterjee's.
I'm not scoffing. How am I scoffing at Soumitra Chatterjee? Did you not hear what I said? Did my words not read your ears?
COVID makes you even ruder than...
No.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the side effect? I'll try to figure out of COVID.
I think the side effect of COVID is people you talk to diminish even more in their intelligence and comprehension.
So what would you like to start with, since Abhinandan's watched two whole films? I'm in shock because I watched half of one of those films.
Right. So let me start with an email, because this has to do with something that we discussed last time. So this email is from Harjant, a longtime subscriber and supporter and well-wisher and often a ticker offer and showing us errant behavior sometimes. So, dear Abhinandan Rajshri, happy Diwali. Your long-time listener and subscriber, Harjant here. I'm just writing in with a follow-up to Kunal's email about Jamali Kamali from last week's show. Most visitors who go to Jamali Kamali are unaware of its queer historical significance. According to Karen Chase, the author of Jamali Kamali, Tale of Passion in Mughal India, the celebrated 16th century Sufi poet Sheikh Fazullah, also known as Jalal Khan, is buried next to his lifelong companion who was rumored to be his lifelong lover. Identity of Kamali remains a mystery. However, the fact that the two men are buried side by side in the same mausoleum suggests that the relationship was more than just friendship or one between master and disciple. They wish to remain united even in eternity. This is one of few remaining records of homosexual love and queer companionship from medieval India before colonization and imposition of sodomy laws that outlawed homosexuality in the 19th century. When possible, we must celebrate our rich and diverse history where queer relationships are not only normalized but often celebrated. And Harjant has a question. First of all, that's very good to know, Harjant. And how articulate he is, na?
Yeah.
Did you know this about Jamali Kamali?
I didn't go on date with Jamali Kamali.
No, I said, did you know this about Jamali Kamali, that they were lovers?
I did not know.
No, I didn't even know that there were two people. You must have thought it's one person.
I thought it's just a name. Jamali Kamali.
Yeah. Like, Bengal has names, na?
Like,
Tonu Ponu, Nuntu, Shintu, Ponchu. Like, it's one name only, like that. So then he goes on to ask a question. What is your favorite Christmas movie? I imagine Christmas movies might not really be your cup of tea, but I would love for you to review this latest offering by Paramount Pictures titled Dashing in December, which is getting a lot of buzz for being the first gay Christmas movie. It looks nauseatingly cheesy and formulaic, therefore an ideal for the holiday season. So we shall watch it if it's on, you know, if it's on. I think let's watch a queer Christmas film. But my favorite Christmas film is Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Remember that?
What?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Are you like, it's hallucinations are also a side
effect? No, yeah. This is that Bruce Willis film, yeah. At Christmas time, no? When they...
Really?
Hasta la vista, baby. Yippee-ki-yay. What was it?
Hasta
it was...
la vista.
Are they, yaar, when he's Die Hard. Die Hard is a Christmas film.
Oh, Die Hard. You can't just quote from Die Hard like you're quoting from Shakespeare and I'll recognize. My favorite Christmas film is Love Actually. Because I believe in love like that. And if Hugh Grant is going to be the one loving you, why shouldn't you believe in it?
Absolutely. I mean, what could be more attractive than him writing you love letters while driving down Sunset Boulevard while Divine Brown goes down on him and a cop catches him? How beautiful is that?
But he was honest about it. That's what I liked about it.
Well, it's hard not to be honest when you've been caught red handed by the cops, na, and you're in the police station. What are you going to say? No.
No.
She was looking for popcorn in my lap.
And no plausible deniability he could have gone with, but he didn't. He said, yeah, so I was with a sex worker, a lady of the night.
Lady of the night. Now, why don't you tell us, what did you think of Ludo?
I watched Ludo the day it came out because I just sit at home nowadays and do nothing else. So Ludo is the new film by Anurag Basu.
तुम्हारी बेटी हमारे कब्जे में है अगर पुलिस को खबर करने की कोशिश की तो उसके हाथ काट के
पैर तोड़ के आंखें निकाल के
छोटा सा काम था
बोलो
बाबू के डैडी को छेल तोड़ के बाहर निकालना है
डॉक्टर आकाश चौहान किस चीज के डॉक्टर है आप
मंगोलियन आर्ट इन मुगल आर्किटेक्चर
तुम्हें मार नहीं रहे हैं मुक्त कर रहे हैं ये शरीर त्याग दो फिर नए बॉडी में प्रवेश करो मेक अ फ्रेश स्टार्ट
I'll give you the details. It's produced by your favorite Bhushan Kumar and Divya Khosla Kumar and Krishan Kumar, Anurag Basu, Tani Basu, Deepika Basu. It's written by Anurag Basu and Samrat Chakravarti. And it has Abhishek Bachchan, Aditya Roy Kapoor, Rajkumar Rao, Pankaj Tripathi, Fatima Sana Sheikh, Sanya Malhotra. And we're seeing Fatima in a lot of films these days, these independent films. Rohit Suresh Saraf and music is by Preetam. So that is basically the credits of the film.
Okay, so now the film is that Abhishek Bachchan is acting in a film also in that sense it was remarkable. But Abhishek Bachchan is playing the same role he's played in the Yuva and all these. He plays that intense role where he doesn't have to emote much. But it has many, it has like four stories pretty much which are running parallel to each other. Pankaj Tripathi plays a, he's a, what does he do? He prints money and he's a gang, he won't be a gangster, he'll be a don.
What's the difference, Rashi, in gangster and don, just so I'm clear?
Sir, I can just be a small time gangster, can just be shooting people, no? I'm the don, I'm the person who runs the full show. Like that.
Full show in where? In like Toliganj Club, in all of Kolkata, in all of Bengal, or in all of India? You see that you can be a small time, you can be a small time don. Like you are the don of your kitchen.
That is correct. No one can
make any sandwiches in that kitchen except you. But you see, I'm the don of News Laundry.
Oh, like that.
But Modi is hum sab ka don. You know what I'm saying?
So Amit Shah is everyone's don.
But in case you people are wondering why I'm like kind of not talking loudly and I'm not my usual exuberant self, don't worry, it's not my health. Because my niece just came and stood in front of me and said, you're talking too loudly, just tone it down because my voice is traveling to other rooms. So clearly recording during COVID when the whole family is locked in together is not great.
But also, you're acting like a statesman, an elderly statesman, because you're also not abusing today.
Yeah, I can't, in fact, because of my nephews within earshot. Fucking pain in the ass. But anyway, but the point is that COVID ke bahane hi mera muh saaf ho gaya.
COVID is a new, more cultured for sure. So anyway, these are parallel stories. Pankaj Tripathi is also prints money. He has a money.
He's not printing money, Rajshree. Those are machines that count money. Those are counting cash.
Are they printing also?
No, they're not printing cash. They're counting money because he runs a whole lot of illegal activities, which are like kidnapping, extortion. He runs these online scams. And that's all. Yeah, he's counting that cash. That's not being printed.
I thought in one corner they were printing also and drying it.
They were drying it because when the whole explosion happens and it gets wet, they take all that. Dear God. Are you sure you review this? You haven't understood anything about it.
No, I've understood everything. But so there's a sex tape also in this. There are many stories. There's a sex tape. There's a guy who's been, which is Abhishek Bachchan, who goes to jail, and therefore his wife starts, she doesn't marry. I don't know whether she marries the other guy. She starts living with this nice, decent, stable man, and she takes their child with her, and Abhishek Bachchan wants the child. So there's a kidnapping line, not with his own child. So it's interesting in a way, I felt, in the sense that I don't think a film like this has been made, at least which I can remember in Hindi cinema recently. What did not work for me at all? One is I felt it was too much. Too many things were happening and they weren't being able to tie up all the ends. That first scene, which then gets connected throughout, which is Anurag Basu acting as, like, he's pretty much God with this.
Yamraj.
Yeah, Yamraj and God, and they're playing.
No, not Yamraj and God. Yamraj is the god of death. So he is playing Yamraj.
The white guy is there also.
He's not white, he's fair. He's Indian.
No, as in the white clothes. He's wearing white clothes. That's what I meant. So now that is a direct lift. As in direct means it can't get more direct than that. From Good Omens, which is a show which y'all can all watch on Amazon Prime, and I strongly recommend it. It's written by Neil Gaiman. The book was written by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. It's about the demon Crowley and the angel Azrael, who are stuck on Earth for some reason. And they are just extremely cocky and funny. And you see them move through history, like Noah's Ark, all that you see. And everything is a game for them. And they keep betting on what do you think is going to happen. So that entire idea is stolen directly. He should have at least changed the code. So when that happens, I get a little put off because some original thought is always good. Everyone acts very well, of course.
Yes. And I mean, it's very brilliantly cast. Even I think this is Abhishek Bachchan's best performance. I mean, that's not saying much. That's like saying that it's like the best Ajit Agarkar ever bowled was, I don't know, in some IPL. But
Ajit Agarkar's bowling history, what are you
saying? I'm not saying, I don't know much. Maybe it was a wrong comparison. But just a couple of things on the genre, just so that, you know, those of you who haven't watched it, it is a bit like, you know, it's like Crash or Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, where there's several stories that intersect through characters and through places and through incidents. So several disconnected stories join. They have certain common, you know, meeting points, whether it's a character, whether it's a location. In fact, there's a lot that I thought was taken from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and I'll tell you what. But there was a similar film called Life in a Metro, where there were these disconnected stories. There was, you know, the Shiny Ahuja and the Shetty.
Actually.
Yes, it is a... Hai tujhe bhi ijazat kar le tu. It's a very beautiful film. But yeah, so that...
She turned psycho.
But there was just one, you know, point of overlap for all of these. It all comes together. In Ludo, the stories keep intersecting each other right throughout the film.
Yeah. And I have to say that little girl. So nowadays I find these child artists are very talented. That little girl is very
good. She is so cute, man. She is amazing.
You shouldn't say this, but I can be tempted to
kidnap
her and bring her home. And she's just entertaining. She's very entertaining. Abhishek Bachchan's best role, which I have repeatedly told you to watch, and now that you have COVID and you are stuck at home, is Yuva. That's okay. The best he's acted.
But just so you know, even though I have COVID, I'm stuck at home, I'm still working 12 hours a day.
That's okay. Even I am. I work 16. And sure, I work for 4 more hours. So that's 20. So I sleep for 4 hours only. You understand?
You're like Modi ji.
Oh, I bathe for half an hour. I sleep for 3.5 hours.
So no wonder your decision-making abilities are as good as Modi ji's. You always make shit decisions.
But my best
friend, I'm just standing by for Rajshree's demonetization.
My best friend is not Gomit Shah. So my life is a little different.
So, coming to the film, I just thought that I saw a few reviews and some social media responses to it that kind of praised it to the high heavens. I thought that was a bit much. I think it's gripping enough to keep you really engaged. And like I said, cinema is an immersive experience, and the lack of opportunity to watch it in halls makes the cinematic experience, and cinema, the word itself, you know, suggests cinema, not a laptop screen. So I think had I watched this film on a in a cinema, I would have loved it a lot more. I would have liked it a lot more. I may still not have loved it. I think the character of Pankaj Tripathi, Sattu Bhaiya, is too similar to Boris the Russian from Lockstock for it to be a coincidence. Boris the Russian can't die in that. Remember, people shoot him, they run them over, they throw him off a building. He just doesn't die. And the same thing for Sattu Bhaiya here. I think, and also he looks similar. So I thought that was too much of a coincidence. And therefore, the whole, you know, I think it was inspired a lot by there were too many similarities of Lockstock. I thought the several stories that are playing, the Kunal Roy Kapoor, each of those stories, I thought
Aditya.
What was really amazing about this film was that because there's so many characters, in very few scenes, the director and the writer was able to give us a very good idea of every character. I thought that was expertly done because, you know, when you have so many characters to introduce, some characters can remain very like half-baked. You're not sure what. But that this person was able to do beautifully, even if that character was there for like just five scenes or four scenes, you knew exactly what that character was all about. So that I thought was very well done in this film. And Abhishek Bachchan, I thought, acted very well for the first time ever in his life. Who's the guy who was in Newton?
I'm Rajkumar Rao.
He is too funny. That track was too funny. I was cracking up. So I definitely think it's worth a watch. Just don't expect what you are maybe seeing on social media, that this is the most amazing thing ever made. And this whole thing of Yamraj and then God walking around, it was pretentious. It was unnecessary. It wasn't even required.
No, because he saw Good Omens and he said, what a good idea. So my problem with this film is that it's too inspired one. And I think Pankaj Tripathi is a brilliant actor, but now he started playing he's being cast in the same role.
Same. There's no surprise. You know exactly what he's...
You know how he'll react to what his reactions are and all, because they are making him play that same slightly stern, straight-faced, but funny Don. Because even in Mirzapur, he plays the same character. That's him. He never loses his cool. He never flips out. So it's the same character, but it's okay. So I didn't really care much for it. I found it very long. This 2.5 hour film watching experience is starting to take a toll on me. But I'd say watch Good Omens for sure. Watch Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. They're both on this thing, Amazon Prime, I think. And then if you want, you can watch Ludo also.
Actually, what I thought was very long was the HP ad that you made me watch. 4-minute, 40-second ad. I mean, I really don't know why I would anyone make an ad that long or whatever short film it is. But I don't know why the film is called Ludo. I didn't get it. I know they tried to give some convoluted...
There's a thing because those two are playing Ludo and you don't know how it will end. So there are pieces which keep moving and you don't know what...
Okay. You see, it's okay to say even I don't know. You know, you don't have to try to pretend that you know. I know that the two characters are playing Ludo. Would you be surprised? I was watching the film with the eyes and the ears open. Can you imagine? But I didn't understand why that was significant in the film. Because let's say they were playing Monopoly. Should the film have been called Monopoly then?
No, because then Monopoly in India, you can't do. You have to do Ludo.
I see.
I think Teen Patti. There was a film called Teen Patti, I think.
Yeah, we did that. Was also quite a lemon. So, and the track of Abhishek Bachchan, who's this gangster who has his heart stolen by this little girl, I thought that was a very cute track. I think each of the tracks was very cute, even if not original. But this trope has been done to death of, you know, the tough gangster, you know, being softened up by a little child, innocent child. This has been done by Nick Nolte and that little girl in the Three Convicts or whatever, Three Fugitives. Back in the 80s, you were a child, you wouldn't remember. There was a film called
Three making Fugitives. Up names, you're giving incorrect names. Obviously, I won't know, no?
I'll just Google it and I'll prove you wrong. Then Bajrangi Bhaijaan, the same thing happened. Then this has also happened in that Chetam film. You know, the guy, the transporter or whatever that guy's name is. There's a film where he also little child.
Chetam. John Chetam, I think his name.
All these, you know, tough guys. Yeah, Three Fugitives, that's right. Here, see?
Three Fugitives, yeah.
It's a 1989 film with Nick Nolte, Martin Short, and Sarah Dorof, I believe is the name. So he's this, you know, bloodthirsty assassin type guy, and this little child, innocent girl, steals his heart. And so it's a trope that has been done for so many decades, but you can't get it wrong. It is manipulative but effective each time. I mean, it makes your throat lump up and stuff.
But the kid is also so cute that it worked very well. Even what the kid says about the dog.
Yeah.
It's very cute, this thing. Like, not what Abhinandan would say about a dog, which is kill it. She says something very sweet about her dog, which goes missing. Not missing, her parents give her dog away, basically, because the dog bit the maid or something. And the maid says, either me or the dog.
And then the parents are so heartless that they send the dog away, not the maid.
Yeah.
Was that supposed to show the parents in a bad light that they choose a human being over a dog?
Yes.
And that's like a sensible kind of thing to
do.
Because
the dog is defenseless and can't feed and clothe himself. Not that he has to clothe himself, but he has to feed himself and stay properly, right?
So if you had a dog that bit your maid and your maid said, I can't stay here because the dog bites me, you'd rather fire your maid than give the dog away. And you think that is a nice thing to do in your world?
No, I will give her lots of money as compensation and I will find her employment in a non-animal populated home.
Okay. And in the film, they found the dog home that loved the dog. What was wrong with that?
That's also okay. If you can do that, that was by chance the dog got that home.
No, they actually found a home for that dog and gave the dog to that home.
If it was up to you, you would have run over the dog and said, now the dog is dead.
So one thing I wouldn't do is that. I would not choose a dog over a human being. That I would never do.
That though I know you won't do it.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. So those people who do that and think it's some sort of a virtue, I really wonder at such people. Because in fact, one of the most heartless and nasty people in my colony is a dog lover. And she is nasty as hell to children, but
that's
dogs. No, not you. You're not that old. You don't live in my colony. But I'm just saying. I don't think loving animals has anything to do with how nice you are as a person.
But I'll give an anecdote which has nothing to do with, like, I'm going to compare my cousin to a dog, which is also not fair. But when my cousin was 16 years old or so, or 18, maybe 17, her parents had left town and her boyfriend used to come over very often. And many people, like, you know, the help has been working in the house for very, very long, for decades, absolutely. So the cook asked her boyfriend that, how come you're over here every day? You all don't have food in your house. Something like that, he said. So when my uncle and aunt came home, my cousin told them that I cannot believe this, that he would speak like this to my boyfriend. So it's either the cook stays or I stay. And my uncle said, you really don't want me to make this choice because the dice are loaded against you because you have no quality contribution.
Moral of the story is you must know how to cook.
That's why I cook, na, so that no one can.
That's why I never tell anyone to pick anyone between that person and me, because I know I'll never be picked, because I don't know how to cook.
Because I don't know what quality contribution yours will be to shout at the person. Shout at the person.
I can offer that facility.
And different pitches you can do it in.
Yeah, I can offer that facility, regular yelling. I can do.
And a few punches now and then also.
That I don't indulge in, but you can keep spreading rumors. But now the good thing is that you have such little credibility, no one believes anything you say. On that note, we'll just move on to the next. But before that, I want to remind everybody that on News Laundry, we have a new project. Well, it's not a project. We have our legal fund, the wonderful Sakal Times, owned by the Pawar family, have filed a case against our wonderful reporter Prateek in Pune, a criminal case, mind you, for using their logo in a story. And they use logos regularly in the stories they do, because that is negligent journalism practice. When you do a story on Apple, you use the Apple logo. When you do a story on ICICI, you use that. But anyway, so that legal case is costing us money. So it would be very nice, because we don't depend on the advertisers and we definitely don't have politicians' money backing us. If you could go to newsline.com and contribute and ensure that we can continue to do the unafraid journalism that we do. We are not scared and we don't give a rat's ass if we piss people off, because we depend on you. So subscribe to News Laundry, go to newsline.com and pay to keep news free, because when the public pays, the public is served. When advertisers pay, advertisers served. So please go contribute to our legal fund, or just subscribe and pay to keep news free, and tell friends of yours and those of you mufatkhors who've been consuming our content for free for so long. If you've got jobs and are earning a reasonable amount of money, I'm sure you can give us 300 rupees a month. It's not that much. Don't be cheap and don't whine about the quality of news when you don't do jack shit to help improve the system. Okay? On that note, Rajshri Sen, let's move on to your series. Which one did you watch? It was called The Crown.
I want to do HP ad.
You want to do the HP ad?
Yeah.
I have very little to say about it.
You weren't moved by the little boy.
So I think the only moral of the story in the HP ad is, by the way, it's a 4 minute, 30 odd second ad. I don't know if it's an ad, it's a short film about this little boy. This whole plot has been done before also, right? It's the exact same plot. Wasn't it?
Yeah, they just printed something else. This time he prints Lakshmi's feet.
And that was a little girl, right? She was printing for someone whose shop was being...
She was selling on the ground. She's sitting. Someone selling...
Correct. So it was...
What she printed, like by Diaz. I think it was something like that.
Correct, by Diaz. So clearly, HP's moral is that spend on a new cameraman, on new sets, on new actors, but let the script remain the same, because we can just... Why spend on a new script?
Yeah.
So... the only one of the stories that you can be... Okay, you shouldn't say anything unkind about children. That's not nice. Okay, I have nothing to say about the ad. All I'm saying is, only thing it good it does is that it gives children the kind of good sanskar ki, you know, think of others less fortunate than you. And your mother, who's sitting in a house that clearly is extremely ostentatious, is still doing a rangoli and showing Lakshmi which way to come, because Lakshmi has given you enough. Now, if Lakshmi doesn't even come to your house, it's okay. Fucking get a life.
No, I realize the richer people are, the more they celebrate Lakshmi Puja, and they proudly say, may you be more prosperous, may you. And they only mean prosperous according to, like, money-wise. There is no other prosperity. Unlike in Bengal, where we pray to Saraswati because the goddess of learning is more important to us.
So, and the reason Saraswati does not do anything for you is because you mispronounce her name. Because rather than pronounce her name the way it is, you have even made her name into like Obinondon, Saraswati. It's just Saraswati.
It's Saraswati. A Bengali goddess, Saraswati.
Saraswati is okay. And but just so you know that what God sent Avi on Diwali, all of us are tested positive on Diwali. see the beauty of Diwali. So,
I controlled. So, I don't think you noticed that I didn't wish you happy Diwali till the next day, because I felt it was a little cruel. We've all tested positive for me to say happy Diwali. Like, I didn't see. It's a normal day. They've all got COVID now.
Yeah. So now let's just pretend that all the patakas that have bajoing inside our bodies are all the patakas that will bajo. So on that note. But What did you think of the 4.5 minute ad film, whatever the hell it was?
So the only reason it was included, because you're going to ask why was it included again? Like there has to be some great thought behind everything I do. It was included because it was a Diwali ad. And it was Diwali when I was watching it. So I felt that we should have at least one Diwali ad. That is why. And the child is very cute, I must say. I think that you, as in he's cute, he's nice and podgy and all that. So he's clearly also eating lots of mithais in that very rich house. I thought everyone, not the mother, the child and that woman who is the tailor in the shop are cast very well.
She's there in all the Rajkumar Rao films. She's always the one. But she's from Hum Log, you know?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Who was she in Hum Log?
Hum Log, Bunyad and Nukkad I used to watch.
She was Badki.
Oh, I don't remember.
There was Badki, Manjli, Chutki, Nanne, Lallu. She was Badki. And imagine Badki plays a mother and a grandmother these days. How old are we, Raj? She said.
Why hum parch when you think those youngsters have become Vidya Balan and all? But I only remember the names of the characters from Nukkad for some reason. Khopri, that teacher. Wasn't that teacher? Archana Puran Singh was the teacher.
I don't know, Raj. She said
there was a strong guy who was very nice looking, who had a beard, who's vanished from TV and from cinema. No, so
her name is Seema Pahwa, by the way.
Yeah. So she acted very well, but one, it can be a shorter ad because this ad is not going to be released on TV. They can't buy such an expensive spot. Also, I don't think anyone watches TV anymore. That's another problem. But it's the same message. Like, that's the thing. Why reinvent the wheel? They've gone with that theory.
Mm.
Not a bad ad. If children watch it, maybe they'll learn something. I feel children should also learn to be a little more sensitive.
Pehle adults to seekhne kuch bachchon ki baad mein aayegi.
Mother showed na sensitivity. She said, "Jaake kurta leke aao." Did a little manual labor from her son. So that was the HP ad. But I also watched Crown season 4.
Before we come to Crown season 4, let's just finish off the other ad also, which is the 47 second ad, which seemed like 47 minutes. Because this ad is basically has Saif Ali Khan, Kareena Kapoor, and an LG television. And this is what it sounds like.
How am I looking?
Great, great. Please, I missed watching this match. Yeah.
पहले बताओ मैं कैसे लग रही?
Amazing, fantastic, mind blowing. Please, yaar, let me watch.
Oh, that's a very important by the way, India won.
Experience the best of sports with LG OLED AI Thin Q.
With the power of self-lit pixels.
So it is the typical husband wants to watch a sports game and the wife is saying, how am I looking? Because of course, that's what wives do. That they say, how am I looking? While the husband says, let me watch the match. Because, you know, why go to even a slightly more complicated cliche when you can go to the most ridiculous, stupid cliche. And then she tells him who wins the match. And says, oh no, babe, or whatever the hell he says. Oh. And as usual, a completely pointless thing was put on the list for us to consume, which I dutifully did. And Rashi said, I hope you enjoyed the ad and your eye candy was worth this crap waste of time and resources that this ad is.
So I think, and our producer Jude can second what I'm saying, I did not actually find this ad. I think Jude had found it and given it to us last week. Jude, am I right?
This is what I think, you know, this is the game. Oh, sorry. I mean, whenever you all record, if you'll find something rubbish, you will say the producer wrote that.
I have never blamed you, Jude. It is just she who blames you because she doesn't take responsibility. Like like all other Bengalis, she will never take responsibility for work. It's always someone else's fault.
Find it on that WhatsApp group, you little shits, and then you. If I find it, I'll put a screenshot on Twitter. I put it on Instagram. Oh, I wanted to tell something to people, to my followers. Please, if you all DM me on Instagram, there's 0% chance that I will respond. So please write to me on Twitter. I always respond on Twitter. On Instagram, I don't talk to people I don't know because I'm a very private person, as you all must have realized by now. So that, but it's a series. I've only put one of the ads. It's a series of ads, actually.
I'm happy with this much. We don't want to watch the rest. Thank you.
Shall we discuss the series which you have not watched even the first season of? This is the fourth season.
Please go for it, Raj. Tell us about The Crown.
One day, dear boy, you shall be king. Your duty now was that the choice of a woman the people will love as a princess, and in due course, as queen.
In time, she will give up her fight and bend, as they all do.
And if she doesn't bend, what then? She will break.
So The Crown season 4 is out, and it is, as usual, written by Peter Morgan, who's been writing all the shows. So he's not the only writer. There are other writers, but this time is, so each season of The Crown focuses on one part of Queen Elizabeth's life, basically. So a decade or two decades of her life, so on. So this is the period between 1977 to 1990. So it's when Margaret Thatcher is prime minister. And Margaret Thatcher is played by Gillian Anderson. And she does a pretty good job of it. Other than that, sometimes I feel she's overdoing the raspiness of the voice. And the Margaret Thatcher used to speak in a very slow, measured tone like that. But otherwise, to see Gillian Anderson do this role is quite, because I don't think she's ever played a role like this. Olivia Colman plays Queen Elizabeth. And this is the period when she was Lady Diana at that time. Diana and Charles meet each other, and the marriage and Camilla Parker Bowles, to the sort of the breakdown of the marriage. That's what this part of this season shows. But what worked for me really, so the woman who plays Princess Diana is Emma Corrin, and Josh O'Connor plays Prince Charles in this. And it's not the most flattering. So for some reason, the writer of this show tends to be a little, Peter Morgan tends to be a little favorably inclined to Prince Philip. Like his portrayal of Prince Philip, even when he's being racist and putting his foot in his mouth, which he's always doing, there's an endearing quality to it. Like, oh, it's so sweet, he didn't mean it like that. Even when he's cheating on Elizabeth, there's an endearing quality. So he clearly has a soft spot for Philip. And Philip is shown as the more caring, like the more human person in this horrible, it's quite a horrible family. And Princess Margaret is played by Helena Bonham Carter. And she plays her excellently, absolutely.
But so they did not, like, no one has tried to stop the release of this. I don't understand. How does it work?
This is the first time that so even when the Queen, remember that film, The Queen, was released, I think it had, who played the Queen? Let me check.
Kangana Ranaut.
Kangana Ranaut was playing the Queen only. The actual Queen Elizabeth never, like, she never acknowledged whether the Queen film, one sec.
No, they don't try to stop these films. I mean, I'm not saying that they should, but I mean, because films like this take creative liberties. Now that, what, who knows what happens between, you know, two people inside the bedroom?
No. So the Queen starred Helen Mirren. She was nominated for a Oscar. So I think she maybe won. And again, it was written by Peter Morgan. But the Queen showed a large focus of that film was about Diana's death and how the palace reacted to it. And it shows them as extremely cold and very, like, you know, like, oh God, now she's gone and died. And now we are going to have to, now we'll have to hold a funeral and be this thing. That they never, forget about stop it, that no comment. So the palace usually never makes a comment. This is the first time, because Camilla Parker Bowles and Charles's romance is shown through this marriage of his with Diana. I think they've just released, like, they sort of referred to the show, and they said that, yes,
it's lies.
Yeah, like they said that it's not the most, which it's not the most flattering portrayal of them. But his portrayal of, okay, I'll get to his portrayal of Diana later. The what I like about the show is that the history of the time, so whether they go through Winston Churchill's history with, as in the politics of the time, is very, very well shown. So even here, you know that Margaret Thatcher became the first woman prime minister of UK, that she ran a full male cabinet. She refused to have another woman in the cabinet. And she had always maintained that I find women too emotional for to hold high office, and that a woman was seeing this. And the fight, it's the only time that the queen has gone up against a prime minister. Because, so I didn't know this at all. You might
among have, many other things that you don't know, but yeah.
This is when they had all the Commonwealth nations had decided to carry out sanctions against South Africa because of the apartheid regime that was. And Margaret Thatcher was the only one who said that I don't stand, like, I'm not going to sign that because I think economically we will be screwing ourselves over totally.
UK. Like Brexit. So yeah, basically.
And the Queen was very for it. She had said that. So there was a big fight and finally Margaret Thatcher gave in.
So the Queen punched her? What did the fight sound like? There was a fight.
Did what?
You mean I think since you're talking about the British, let's use British English. There was a disagreement. There wasn't a fight. I mean, Margaret Thatcher and Queen didn't fight with each other. Okay? They're not children. Okay? They're not Rajshri and Nikku. They're not Rajshri and Nikku. Okay, then secondly,
which also is quite British sometimes. From my side, it's very British.
How do you carry out a sanction? I thought you impose a sanction. You carry out a sanction. How does it get carried out?
Nice, you're correcting my English. What are you saying?
No, if I were to start correcting English, we'd never make any headway in this podcast. So I just let half of them slide while you
no,
pretend.
So the Queen did what clever people do. Sunday Times carried a cover story on the battle between the Queen and the Prime Minister, and that the Prime Minister is an uncaring PM. And then later in real life, the Queen had extended an apology to Margaret Thatcher, which was a recorded apology and all. But one is that, the second, I did not know, did say honestly whether you knew this, that Mountbatten was assassinated by the IRA. Did you know this?
No, I didn't know that.
So 1979, he was every year Mountbatten used to go to his family home, and he went out on a boat with his wife, his grandchildren, and the IRA blew up the boat, and they said that we have done this because we don't believe in the United Kingdom and so on. But I had no clue that he was assassinated. So that, but you get a lot. So say that four episodes will be on the personal, the sort of gossipy part of the royal family. But the rest of the episodes are always on the history of the time, the history and politics of the time. But the way Diana has been shown is the most unflattering. I don't know whether it's untrue, because I tend to believe that about her also, that she knew what she was getting into. She also knew about Camilla. So, but okay, she was 19, but it was a choice she made to be part of the royal family because she'd be princess and finally be queen if she'd lived and if Charles ever became king. But the calculated way in which she played the media, the fact that she was with multiple men through the marriage, and the fact that, you know, so they play that off against each other, that at the end of the day, Charles cheated on the marriage, but he was with this one woman throughout.
And that is more noble than being with multiple.
Than being with multiple for no reason, but...
So what is a good reason for being just... What is no reason? Like, as opposed to... What are the reasons that are acceptable? I mean, just the pleasure of being with other people is not enough.
You don't love the other person and you can't get out of the marriage. So she was offered that... And there's a thing which you would like, which the Queen tells Charles, actually. She said, you are two spoiled, privileged people who are leading the life which people dream of. This is, you do nothing. It's just been fallen into your lap, this life. And y'all are still whining about it.
So Charles didn't say, Hama, tu to bartan saaf karke aati hai na mere liye. Tu ne to saari zindagi kaam kiya hai na. Tu ne to chadke banayi hai. Tu badi mujhe deri hai gyan.
Abhinandan, at least she worked. These kids do nothing.
What work did the Queen do? Just let me, so I know, because I'm not aware of this work. What was she? The contractor? She worked on the same building that Vijay Verma's mother Nirupa Roy built in Bombay.
The monarchy should exist at all. I find it shocking that any prime minister in the UK owes allegiance to the crown and believes in the church to that extent. I just find it a little like it blows my mind slightly in today's day and age that they do it. But those kids, and Andrew is a dick from them. The way that he's basically an entitled, like he keeps saying, I don't understand why I shouldn't be
okay,
the...
This is just a show. This is not necessarily the truth, Ratrisen. See, your generation thinks that that watching Netflix series is akin to reading literature historical or academic works. I agree there may be some kernel of truth, but nothing major. It's all general. You get it? I just
like that. No, but it's worth, if you watch the earlier seasons, it's definitely worth watching. They've done it's not as good as season 3, but it's a very, very good watch.
Raja, you have reviewed this Crown several seasons, several times on our show. Until date, I have not even had the slightest interest in watching it. It sounds boring as shit.
No,
I have no interest in this anyways. So moving on. So let's also now read this email.
Yes.
This one is from Shrikant. Shrikant says, hello, Abhinandan and Rajshree. Long time listener and fan. I know you get too many letters these days, so I will keep it short. Why are you guys watching new garbage like Kali Kui and Lakshmi when your recommendation list has so many gems and is ever growing? Please don't feel compelled to watch any and all kinds of shit just because it's new. You guys should catch up on the recommendations made by listeners. There are a bunch of gems there. Shrikant, I completely agree with you. And this is Rajshree's thing of because it's new, we had to watch Lakshmi. She gave that shit reason, which I don't agree with at all. And I completely agree with you.
Then you host the show with Shrikant, no? Don't host it with Sri. I'm like that kind of person where if you criticize me, then you do with other person.
Shrikant, just mail me abhinandansekri@gmail.com. See, you made the same mistake your friend made about the coke. And you see, you should not force someone to pick a side until you show which side they'll pick. Abhinandansekri@gmail.com. I just need a voice, your voice, you know, sample. And we'll see what we can do.
Very good.
With our current host.
This is why Diana never told Charles. Then you go with her because then he would have gone with Camilla. So she was not stupid like me.
So Camilla Cabello, what is that saying? Aninanal me senorita.
You got Camilla Cabello's name, right? How come?
I have also been introduced to a new, some new singer called, shit, I've forgotten his name. Because I now have to consume everything that they consume. Na?
Yeah. What is the singer's name?
It's called Big Bear. No, Bad Bear. Something Bear.
Don't make up shit up. There's no ask them.
Black Bear. He's this new cool singer and they keep singing Black Bear. See, I know Black Bear also. So Raj, she said, you can stick with your Phil Collins and Freddie Mercury. I've moved to 2020, baby. So let's move on, Ratchasen, to this, you know, I want to get to Sura Raj Pothru at the end, the Tamil film. Sura Rai, sorry, my bad.
Who's Tamil between both of us?
Who's Tamil? I don't know who's Tamil. I'm half Tamil. But before that, there is also a 7-minute film of Facebook that I did not bother watching. You can tell people about it, but... Before that, I would like you to spend 10 minutes or less on Soumitra Chatterjee. Tell me about him because mainstream newspapers carried like very prominent pieces on him. One reason is that the editorial leadership position in most mainstream newspapers are... What am I about to say?
They are all Bengalis, so...
Am I wrong?
I can't... How can we help it if we are Renaissance?
I'm just saying that they are most... You know, important positions in editorial rooms are Bengali, high caste Bengalis. That's a fact. I'm just saying that's a fact. It may or may not have anything to do with the kind of space it. I'm just saying. So anyway, so tell me why this person was so special because I honestly did not know much about him.
Okay, so Soumitra Chatterjee was a fabulous actor, a very talented actor. But more than that, he was also one of the actors who had the longest collaboration with Satyajit Ray. And across many of Satyajit Ray's most well-known films. And he, so there's a film which I've asked you to watch actually, which you of course have not watched, which is called Charulata, which is there on YouTube. I don't know, maybe it's on some of the other streaming sites also. Charulata, Debi. So one is that the gamut of his scale of acting, the range is fabulous that he would, that he was able to cover. The second is that, which was very common in, at least in Amjad Khan was a lot like that as well, that these were actors, Shabana Azmi is a lot like that, Aparna Sen as well, that they just, it's not, there's nothing wrong with it, that that is the only thing you can do is your craft, right? These are also people who were very well educated, who have been, he used to edit a very well-known literary magazine, which even Aparna Sen was an editor of a magazine even while she was acting. And she was the topper at presidency as well.
So and, that really, that distinguished the Bengali film industry from the Hindi film industry.
I'm asking.
I mean, right?
You also know, the one thing which does distinguish the Bengali film industry at that time, not now, is from the Hindi film industry, I'll say, is that they were paid a pittance compared to the Hindi film industry. And he was given roles. He was offered roles in Hindi cinema, but he never saw the need also because he was so big in Bengali cinema. He was also a theater actor.
What I'm getting from most Bengali actors who you've described and filmmakers, the Bengali film industry was a club of the privileged.
No, he was not.
Very, let me finish also. That, you know, they were all very well educated, very well spoken. They were, whereas, you know, the Hindi film industry was, you know, Kuli's son. I mean, if you hear the stories of some of the other performers who, you know, they used to like live in these little Kulis and then they come and then they made it big. So if he wasn't privileged, then how were they so well educated?
It cost 50 rupees to go to a presidency. When I went to Jadavpur University, my fees were 200 rupees. As long as you got went to school and studied hard, you could get in. So all
a privileged education is not just a function of how much the college fee costs. It is a question of being able to dedicate that resource and attention to educate someone in your family to that level.
No, so in Bengal, this is a, like, everyone studies. Even if you don't, even my driver studied till class 6, then there's an interest in carrying on reading. It's not that he wasn't working for a living and working for a very small salary for quite a while, I must say. But people are just interested in reading and playing chess and doing, I don't know, they don't do much sports, I'll give you that much. But even our footballers are very well known.
Of course.
Huh? Is Bengal Mohan Bagan is well known? But I think in Bengal, there is nothing wrong with coming from an educated home and making something of your life. I think the problem in which I see in North India is that a lot of people from privileged homes have done sweet fuck all with their life. Which I find a little sad that when you come from so much privilege.
And that's unique to North India. Bengal is not like that. Bengal privileged people are also just as hardworking as.
I know.
They are outliers. Maybe that's why Bengal has pretty much produced nothing of significance. Maybe that's because they are such hardworking people. Maybe that's why they do fuck all. And their contribution to the country has been nothing. That is why all the. The soft power that India derives is thanks to Punjabis, Sardars, Mallus, Tamils and Gujaratis. Clearly, I don't know, the rest of the Bengal seems to not have got the memo that you're mentioning.
Oh, they might not have, but the point is that Soumitra Chatterjee, what was also impressive, unlike many well-known film stars more in the Hindi film industry, stuck his neck out politically always. So whether it was a favorable position to take and whether it was going against the state government, which an our state government is very well known for coming down heavily on anyone who goes dissidents, he always stuck his neck out. And especially during CAA and so on, he was one of the first people to write a statement, which he got signed by people and all. So even the Narendra Modi government, he was not a supporter of, which is why everyone says he would be laughing if he saw, like, you know, the eulogies from Narendra Modi or Mamata Banerjee would be ridiculous for him.
So he was in his 80s. That means he had a career.
He died from COVID. It was
COVID. He did.
Yeah, so he went to a hospital and he just didn't get better. It just became worse and worse and worse. And then he finally died.
Basically, he was working till what? Till pre-COVID? Was he working even now?
He was working till now. He was a theater actor also. His last film, I don't know when it came out, but it was a couple of years back. So he was working till now. And I don't think he was editing his magazine anymore. I don't know whether the magazine is still there. But he was an extremely, the films he's acted in also as a hero, like what was considered a Bengali film hero. He was willing to play the villain to the other reigning superhero at that time, which is Uttam Kumar. So he was willing to play the villain because he had also the foresight to realize that the villain's role might be more interesting than the hero's role. And he had said about Uttam Kumar that he's a fabulous actor, but I can't understand why he will not change his hairstyle for every character. Like, it's the same hairstyle. So Uttam Kumar is a little like Akshay Kumar and all, in the sense that he must look like Uttam Kumar. He must never look like someone else.
So basically, this guy was like Shah Rukh Khan. He would take negative roles. Aur haar ke bhi jeetne wale ko baazigar kehte hain.
Then this one, his acting skills are slightly better.
Slightly better than Shah Rukh's? Okay.
Exactly.
But
better.
He was not as big a star as Shah Rukh.
That no one is as big a star as Shah Rukh Khan. Although Shah Rukh Khan's home is available on Airbnb. Have you seen that? His Delhi home. You can rent it. And his wife is in that Netflix show, which our friend has also co-created, Anubha Pal, which is the Real Housewives of Bollywood.
I will not be watching it, much as I love Anubha.
You have to watch it. You saw another film.
I watched two other films that he wrote, and we can't keep giving. No, even if they're friends, you can't keep giving them so many chances. Even Abhishek Bachchan only got 13 chances.
I was shocked that we went to see that film. He was actually a little scared that we'd gone to see it because he knew that friendship might falter.
So, I mean, you know, I hope, you know, now God up there is happy. The amount of stars that he's taken this year. There was Rishi Kapoor. There was Irfan Khan. There was
Chadwick Boseman, who played Black Panther.
Oh, yes. And there was S.P. Balasubramaniam. And it's just been a horrible year for, I mean, the showbiz. I mean, that's if you think dying is horrible, which it also is, I guess, in a way. But
I do feel that when you've lived to be 98, so it's very sad in a way. A friend of mine, their great uncle died at 99 this year because of COVID. If it wasn't for COVID, he would have made it to a century.
100.
So he said, imagine that COVID did him in. He was fine till COVID came and then that is it. But if you've led a full life, I sometimes think maybe it must be horrible. So my grandmother used to say this. She said, it's horrible to see your friends die. Your family members die. Your friends die. Slowly, slowly, as you grow older, less and less people are left. So that must be a little sad, especially if your grandchildren are not very nice to you sometimes.
So on that note, Rajshri Sen, tell me about this 8-minute Facebook film ad, whatever the hell it is. Why has it been included and what is it about? Because I haven't bothered watching.
I'm going to say something and our producer, if he denies it, I will go to his house and I will beat him up. Okay? Because Jude put it on the
Yes, I did. I did. I admit that.
And because Abhinandan was being rude and not responding, I said, sure, Jude, I'll watch it. We'll include this. Then I sat down to watch it. And it was 8 minutes long. And I said, oh, I'll watch it tomorrow then. So now I have sat after all my meetings and watched the ad. It's not a bad ad. It's called Pooja Didi. It's Facebook trying to show us how they can bring people together. And they aren't just a disruptive or divisive force and being used for evil. They are a good force. So it's called More Together. It's about this, it's during the pandemic that this girl who's in Amritsar, I think, runs a like a mithai ka dukan, and with her brother, and they run it. Clearly the parents are not alive, and she must be in her 20s. She looks like she's in her 20s. Her brother also looks like a few years younger than her. And she looks at the newspaper and she sees the news, which everyone knew. She didn't need to look at the newspaper to realize that so many people have lost their jobs. So many, like, you know, people just don't know what to do to earn a living. And she puts a post on Facebook saying that Pooja, Dukan, whatever Dukan it is, are looking. If you're looking for a job, please contact us or tell people. And her brother comes to the shop and suddenly finds that there's a whole, like, an army of people are suddenly working there. And he tells his sister that, why have you hired so many people? Because even the three people we had earlier, we don't have money to pay them. And then...
And this is like that Babaji thing that happened, right? That video that went viral, and then he accused that guy of robbing him of money, and then that guy
thought of that only. So then the workers also see, like, you know, that she's getting stressed out, but she never tells them anything about this money not being there. And then they see that she comes. I'm saving everyone the 8 minutes of watching this and just telling her. She comes to work on a scooter instead of in her car. And when they ask where's her car, they are told that she had to sell it to pay salaries. So Sunday she comes to work the next day and it's full, like there are crowds outside her shop, and she thinks something has happened. But people have come to shop there because her workers, her employees had put up a video saying that, you know, she did this, she gave us a job and now she can't.
On Facebook, basically.
Yeah. And then everyone stopped there and more together.
But they didn't say that Facebook will only upgrade those videos that show left versus right or love jihad or show secular. But because this kind of video will never show up in your...
The last sentence of that video that they must have said, na, ki aap aake mithai kharido, kyunki aapka beti to love jihad nahi karegi na.
To phir love jihad. Let's fight love jihad together.
Pump it up.
Then pump it up. Then the video will get traction.
So that is the thing. So... good thought is good, but not based in reality.
Okay, Jude, just for future reference, we should either waste 2 hours. If something is really crappy, it should be 2 hours long. So 2 good hours are wasted, or it should be 1 minute. This 8 minutes is neither here nor there. Just saying.
Not suffer, na? You just didn't watch it. I watched it.
That's okay, Rashi. Your diligence is always... beyond compare. I think you should be getting a Padma Shri, and I've asked the president that on 26 January you should be on top of the elephant of the brave kids who have fought the odds and risked their lives to save other people's lives.
But doing judo and all on the elephant, or they don't do, they just sit on there.
They just sit and do salami because they've already done the brave thing. Sitting on the elephant is
trained to do judo.
Sitting on the elephant is not the brave act, that is the reward. The brave act has been done earlier.
Or maybe Ramdev stands behind them doing yoga postures. And then falling off.
That's anything is possible.
Best video till date.
Absolutely. Now, Rajshri San, let's finish off with this film, Sura Rai Potru. But before that, this one last email. It's from V wants to remain anonymous. I'd like to thank your subscriber Tanushi for recommending the movie In This Corner of the World in their letter. I loved its characters, the plot, the animation, ? To return the favor, I'd like to recommend in turn whoever to whatever nook of the NL community that watches anime, A Silent Voice, that's on Netflix, and Tokyo Godfathers. The must watch former engages with some sensitive topics with mesmerizing animation that combines the styles of In This Corner of the World and Your Name. The latter's characters and gratifying plot warms one to the core. It also portrays its trans protagonist. With the exception of misgendering her and trigger warning, there are slurs used, even though the context makes it less problematic, in a much more dedicated manner than you know which movie ever could. Its Christmas backdrop makes it a lovely New Year's Eve watch. The co-hosts were amazing as always. Gratitude and love. Anonymous.
Thank you.
Thank you, V. Thank you for your subscription. Thank you for supporting News Laundry, paying to keep news free, which is a lot more than many other Mufat Khors do, who just keep consuming our content for free. And then I'm sure they sit over drinks and say, yaar, media ka haal ekdam, it's gone to the dogs. And if you ask them, what are you doing about it? They'll say, ek aur drink laga yaar, vor mat kar. But clearly, you are not one of those. So thank you for your support and for these recommendations. I can't bring myself to watch anime for some reason, Rajshri. What about you?
I can't, but I'm going to watch just in the corner of her world. So we will discuss Surarai Pothru.
So
I told I pronounced incorrectly, but it means
praise the brave. It means praise the brave.
I know that it says that.
You know, in the last film also that you watched, that was loosely based on some real life incidents, although not. And you said this is not right. You had read up about it. Which film was it? That
1992 must be.
Maybe that. Now, this is obviously on Air Deccan and Captain Gopinath.
Yeah.
Now, how much of this is true and how much of it is made up, do you know? Because the character Vijay Mallya that he plays, and they have named him, I'll just tell you what they've named him. They've named him Vijay Mallya is Vimal Balaya. And it's played by Dan Dhanua, and the Jet Airways owner Naresh, what was his name?
Goyal.
Naresh Goyal, which is played by is Paresh Goswami. So they've kept this thing the same. The initials.
That's the only thing that they've kept the same. But so I didn't watch the entire thing, and I'll tell you why. I watched 1 hour, 15 minutes. So I watched the part where he meets APJ Abdul Kalam.
You know, that's not even halfway, man. That's
1 hour, 15 minutes. If your film is 2 hours, 45 minutes, then I can't help it that it's not halfway. All I'm saying is, so I'm a big, not fan, but I think Surya is a very good looking man. And he seems to act well. So it is the story of Captain Gopinath. I did not know that Captain Gopinath went, but then I thought, why would he be called Captain? Which is what I realized, that he was part of Indian Air Force and so on. And I've seen Kavita Ranjini act before, who plays his mother, Pechi. So mm-hmm. I saw her act before as well. I found it very over the top, certain parts. Those songs I found unbearable. I really felt that you could have done without those songs, because it was, but most like even Kala, which we watched, right, with Rajinikanth, while the story is a good story, the way it is conveyed to you is a little too over the top for my liking. So for some reason, I get that people are very impressed by this, but I didn't find it.
I mean, you're more Uttam Kumar kind of subtle hairstyles like
I'm
that.
Shubhendra Chatterjee, Akshay Kumar, that kind. Yeah,
that's the genre. Yeah. So just to give our listeners, it's the story of a person from not very well-off family, a teacher's son who has very, you know, limited means. His entire ambition to start an airline, a low-cost airline, so that the poor can also fly. The reason he wants to do that is very personal, and I don't want to give away spoilers. You'll see why he wants to do that. And how big airlines, I mean, there's a thinly veiled Jet Airways, Naresh Goyal and Kingfisher, how they don't want him to come up. And apparently the story of Gopinath. And I think the only reason this film has been able to get released is because Naresh Goyal, I think he's on the run. He's on bail or he's in jail, I don't know.
He's on bail right now.
And Vijay Mallya is cooling his heels, trying to fight extradition there. That's why, otherwise, if in normal times, no matter whether it's true or not true, I mean, I don't know whether it's true. But the one thing that really pissed me off is that the Vijay Mallya character, played by Dan Dhanua, in that scene when he offers to buy, he's wearing a Doon School hat. I'm like, why the hell is he wearing a Doon School hat? Vijay Mallya had nothing to do with Doon School. So.
Vijay is the kind who would borrow a Doon School cap, no?
So I think school should sue. I think they should sue this filmmaker that, why are you using our logo on that hat, which Vijay Mallya character is wearing? But he beats the odds, how the system tries to make sure that he can't fly, and how he kind of that and but I think I really like this film, Rajshri Sen, I must say. I think that step you're talking about, which is also there in Ludo, you know, that when they dance on the floor, the Mallu DJ. So there is a new, I think, kind of dance where you just basically behave demented. Now, I think it may be cute when you do it once, like even in Greece, you know, like Born to Hand Jive in that last. There's some people are doing ridiculous outlandish steps. When you do it once, it's cute. But that can't become a thing.
that's what. No?
Now, this has become a thing, whether it is a Malayalam film or a Tamil film, that, you know, you just kind of start throwing your hands around, your behavior mad, which is not dance. And it's just, yeah, I think it's a little bit annoying. But the two things that really blew me away were Surya and Aparna Balamurali as Bombay. That the characters are, I mean, just they've done such a great job. They've done so such amazing justice to the characters. And I'm always surprised why people like Surya and Aparna Balamurali are not the stars of the South, and why people like Prabhas and other such tuchas become stars.
Very, very big. Surya's very big.
He's bigger than Prabhas, I hope. Because if he's not, it'll break my heart.
Different cinema. You're conflating. Prabhas is Hyderabad. Andhra. Andhra, I don't know. Hyderabad.
No, that's Telangana. Yeah, Telangana has got Hyderabad. Anyway, so I just think Surya is phenomenally good looking. He's an amazing actor. He is really good looking. Yeah. He has it all going for him as far as...
And he acts very well.
Very well. I just thought the one scene that I was uncomfortable, which I thought was over the top, was when when he goes back, his father's died and his mother's abusing him and cursing him. I was like, dude,
the father's alive to reward.
That's a bit much. But otherwise, I thought the love story between Surya and Aparna was really, really sweet. I liked the film Rajshri Sen, and it also made my blood boil, because I don't know how much of it is true. The only thing is that, unlike you, I'm not taking everything this film said as gospel truth. Maybe, you know, Naresh Goyal was able to fix the DGC and make everyone stop flying. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was. But the point is that you really want to root for this guy to win. But I think it could have been a lot shorter. I mean, the ups and downs are too much. After a while, you almost lose interest that, dude, just get on with it.
Oh, and it's too dramatic, some parts. I just feel if you tone it down, but I think Tamil cinema tends to be a little loud and over the top. So even films by Adur Gopalakrishnan, I found, like, you know, the female characters are, there's so much pathos in them. Like, you feel like saying everything in moderation would be nice. But I just like the thought that, why did Gopinath, if it's true, that what was his thought behind wanting to start Air Deccan is very impressive. That, and that he followed through with that, because he's not a man who came from money at all. That he managed to. So I think that thing also, that chance being shown that you happen to be on the same flight where that venture capitalist is there, who has not had a meeting with you till date. And then because you're on that flight and something happens, that he says, okay, let me give him a hearing. Those parts are interesting, but I just felt it could have been a little toned down. That's all.
But this film that was made in Bengal, Mormor Junbiri, was that of the... Are you familiar with that film?
I see you are. Who made it? Satyajit Ray say you'll get lynched by people on Twitter.
No, I think it's Assamese. It's same thing, Bengali Assamese. Or is it? Or maybe it's a Naga film. Because Adur is actually Mallu. He's not Tamil. So the fact that you just said... I'm guessing just like, you know, Meghalaya, Assam, Bengal, Nagaland, it's pretty much one state, right? Just like Tamil Nadu and Kerala is like the same state. Just, you know what I mean?
Isn't it? I'm sorry. This is a joke, people. Some people will write in and say, why did you? It's a joke. The way you write satire underneath something, that's sarcastic. Sarcasm you have to write underneath your tweet. No, so this guy, much like Vikram, is very like, they are very good looking and very good actors, I have to say.
So I just think that the many small roles are cast really well. I think one thing that is clear to me when I watch much of the cinema from the South is technically many of the filmmakers there have got the craft down pat. You know, just the some of the shot taking, some of the shot breakdowns are so amazing that clearly, because that industry has been doing so well there for so long, there are so many professionals who really get the technical aspect. So on that, I'm very impressed by many aspects of this film, whether it, like I said, you know, shot breakdown, or maybe even the art direction in many cases. Just the screenplay, whether you think it's over the top or not, it's just very expertly done, I find, which I think Hindi cinema still hasn't got right. I mean, the kind of clumsiness that you see in Hindi cinema technically, no matter how good or bad a film in Tamil, you don't see that technical clumsiness there.
No, even that film Kala was so well shot. The scenes, especially that those umbrellas, there's one scene, right, a top shot with the, everyone's got their umbrellas up, where Rajnikanth is, I think, walking in a black kurta and dhoti, not dhoti, veshti. I still feel, it's like Bahubali. I know that it's all very well shot.
No way, it's not like Bahubali. Bahubali was over the top shit film. This is not over the top. It's not that over the top. Of course, it's over the top. Like
over the top as Bahubali.
But this is as over the top as, say, a reasonably well-made Hindi film. Right? I don't think there's any, I mean, which Hindi film have we liked? I mean, okay, let's just talk about Ludo. I mean, Ludo's as over the top as this.
Average, I thought Ludo was.
So, no, what I'm saying is it's not that over the top. Okay. You know, it's.
Huh, I suppose.
But I would recommend it. I enjoyed it, and I just think the two the leads, Surya and Aparna, just blew me away, man. I was just fucking blown away by how good both of them are.
She's really very good, because even that romance is very nice.
Yeah, man, very well done.
Her character is very well lit. But it was just a little too long. I wanted to watch Chalang, but then the first 10 minutes were too much for me. So I thought that, okay, maybe next week. I'll give it a break, I felt.
So this week, let's see what else we can get to watch. We'll definitely, Christmas is coming. We'll watch some Christmas films like Harjant and many others have suggested.
Yes.
This time I will have a look at the list very carefully. Rajshri and Jude, just letting you know. Don't just put anything there. And we shall use our time well, because it is a precious, scarce resource. We cannot just watch anything.
But and you have so much time now.
Of course, I just do nothing at home. I'm just sitting around doing nothing.
But so I had the tension at home, so now you watch all this. Huh?
Straight away. So on that note, let me remind you to subscribe to newslaundry.com and pay to keep news free, because we covered the election. Wonderful reporter Basant spent a month in Bihar getting us some fantastic reports. And ironically enough, our report on Tablighi Jamaat's coverage has been cited by the central government in the court when they were asked that the media was very communal. So they showed a whole bunch of reports to show how media was very objective. And not one of their favorite channels' reports they showed. They showed our report, print, wire, Indian Express. So thank you, Government of India, for showing our report in as evidence in the court, saying that, see, such objective reports happen. But otherwise, you do everything you can to make sure that people like us do not thrive. But in court, you show us as upholding journalistic integrity. There is a report around this on newslaundry.com. Do check it out. See how the government uses our reports to show if all is well in the media in India, while all the time making sure that they do the best to prop up the hate channels and make life difficult for us. So that's why we depend on you, dear listeners and subscribers. Check out newslaundry.com and pay to keep news free, because we depend on you to survive, not government ads or other corporate ads. So do consider subscribing and contributing to our legal fund. Rajshri-san, what is your plan for this week?
Nothing. I'm going to be at home, because it seems that COVID is in the air.
And in me.
And in you also. So I will be sitting at home, being a good girl and working and sitting at home and hopefully being COVID-free. So let's see what happens. But we will have a lot to watch. There are lots of good things going to be released this week, supposedly. Even bad things, maybe.
And I hope I have completely recovered and I'm out of my quarantine, so I can record from my own place where there's silence and there's not piano playing in the background, all that. And I do want to remind everybody that please have, I mean, this consult a doctor, but morning and evening have 1000 mg of vitamin C and have zinc tablet in the morning and also same thing in the evening, and have a vitamin D regular. I think it's an 11-week course. Just do that, because even if you get exposed to the virus, then at least your body can take on the virus and it will not be a problem. Please start doing that. It is good for all of you.
Okay, Dr. Sekri, or you can just be like me, basically healthy. The last time I went to hospital was when I was 2 years old. I'm just saying.
Okay. Congratulations, Rajshita. Wonderful. That is exactly the point we were making.
Or y'all can go and sit in the sun for half an hour every day, then they don't need to do vitamin D, no? Natural right. vitamin D, they'll get.
Right, yeah.
But in Delhi, if you do that, you'll also get lung congestion from the pollution. So there's that. The flip side is there as well. So we'll follow Dr. Sekri's advice, who is looking at me in a dismissive manner right now. But we'll be back next week. And thank you, Mr. Sekri.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
And it's a wrap.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes, and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.